This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
And we've got a little bit of new data. U.S. consumer spending slowed down last month. Household income growth was essentially flat. Now, Superstorm Sandy only caught the very tail end of October, but how much of a factor was it? Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial. He's with me live, as he is on most Fridays. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, Jeff.
So what's your biggest takeaway from today's consumer spending numbers?
Well, as economists anyway, we're all a bit surprised by how big the impact was. It's a reminder of just how much commerce takes place in that part of the Middle Atlantic. Income was flat, wage and salary income actually down 0.2, and consumption numbers were down 0.3. November's probably weaker still because we lost about 2 days of business in October. We lost about a week of business in November. What it means is that fourth quarter GDP growth could be close to zero, which, again, a lot weaker than expected.
Thank you, Sandy. And change in tack here. Yesterday, we saw markets fall moments after Speaker John Boehner steps out and throws cold water on the prospects for a quick fiscal cliff deal. The indexes did bounce back and finished higher. Are investors, Chris, really standing by, just buying and selling on every little whiff of progress or setback?
They are. And the reason is that if there is a deal, we could have growth of 1.5 to 2% in the first quarter. That's partly because Sandy reconstruction will be going on. If they can't reach a deal, growth could be negative. The difference that implies for earnings is massive, and that means we're going to trade every headline out of Washington until we get a deal.
And we'll keep tracking it, I guess. Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.